Good morning, everyone. Well, the simple facts are these. Shortly before noon, there will be a very important meeting at the White House today.
Correct.
Stanley McChrystal will be there, the general commanding forces in Afghanistan.
That's right.
He may or may not have to look at a copy of Rolling Stone, which may or may not be on the table there in the Oval Office. But questions about what came up in that article will certainly be a part of that meeting. But also the whole question of where is the policy on the war in Afghanistan headed?
And who's in charge?
Indeed. And we may know the answer to that by the end of today. A resignation by Stanley McChrystal is reportedly on the table. What will the president do about it? Here to respond to speculation and also to talk about the backstory that he referred to a moment ago, Jonathan Alter, author of The Promise, President Obama, Year One. He's also a columnist at Newsweek. Good morning once again, Jonathan.
Hi, John.
So the backstory you referred to was October of last year. There was a leak of a report, some suspicion that General McChrystal actually wasn't on board the policy that was coming together on Afghanistan. Here's General McChrystal speaking in October of 2009 before the International Institute of Security Studies in London. Listen.
There's also a paper written, I don't know if you've seen it, that recommends we use a plan called Chaosistan, and then we let Afghanistan become a Somalia-like haven of chaos, and then we just manage it from outside.
Now, for saying that, and he certainly delivered the impression, the general did, that he was opposed to this Chaosistan idea and that that was coming from the administration or from the civilian leadership somewhere, he was not fired for saying that or for letting that get out. First of all, why not? And is Chaosistan actually the policy of the Obama administration in your view, Jonathan Alter?
Not really, although that is a chapter title in my book. Look, in that London speech, he was asked if he could support what's essentially the Biden plan, which is very few troops for Afghanistan and at more of a predator drone approach to the whole problem of al-Qaeda on the border there. And his answer, just after that little clip that you played, was not to be glib about it, but no. And in Washington, the reaction to that last fall was tremendous anger in the White House. Because think about that. That's the commanding general in the region saying that if the president sides with the vice president, he can't support the policy. And in government, there's a word for that, insubordination. So
there's also a word for that. McChrystal's been in Afghanistan since 2002. It's called expertise.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But the reason that this became such a big issue last fall was they were in the middle of policy deliberations. They had not determined a policy. And the president felt he was being boxed in. When I interviewed President Obama last November, I asked him, were you jammed by the Pentagon? And his answer was, quote, I neither confirm nor deny that I was jammed by the Pentagon. Now, you and I know, John, what that means, right? So there was this very dramatic story going on behind the scenes. McChrystal was summoned to the tarmac at the Copenhagen airport,
right,
where Obama was on Air Force One, shortly after that London speech, the day after. And he had a conversation with the president who decided that he'd been a little naive talking out of school. He wasn't going to fire him over this. But when he got back to Washington, the president dressed down the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen, and was very tough with him and said, you know, I need to know here and now that this conduct is going to stop and that generals using speeches, or McChrystal went on 60 Minutes, he gave a bunch of other interviews to try to box in the president before he's made a decision, he said was a, quote, disservice to our men and women in uniform. Didn't like that way of doing business. So the reason that I'm discussing all this, John, is that this is not the first time that McChrystal has been in hot water this way. If it were the first time, I don't think everybody would be talking about his getting fired right now.
Right, but I guess, you know, with all the troops in Afghanistan and the bloody sort of casualties that we're seeing, I mean, June may go down as the worst month in Afghanistan ever since the war began, and it is the longest war. It's now Obama's war if he gets rid of McChrystal. Is this a policy that the military thinks is failed?
Well, first of all, it's been Obama's war for a while, and your question is an important important one because, you know, the conditions on the ground right now are the backdrop to this personal confrontation unfolding in Washington. I think if things were going well in Afghanistan, if General McChrystal were getting it done, that this Rolling Stone article would just roll right off his back. But the situation there is deteriorating. The offensive in Marja did not work. And so it's also a time to reassess whether this is going the way it needs to be going, especially since the president has been very clear, and this, again, is a subject of real debate, but the president's been quite clear that in July of 2011, he's going to start withdrawing troops from Afghanistan.
But, Jonathan, this personal conflict in Washington that you just referred to, how much of a problem is it in terms of this working relationship? Is that contributing to the lack of success in Afghanistan, or is it a parallel story?
I think it's probably a parallel story, but it certainly doesn't help if your top players are not getting along with each other. So you've got the ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, who in the promise I explained that when he came back from the region with General McChrystal on a very long flight, they didn't speak to each other on the entire trip. They have a very difficult relationship. You have in this Rolling Stone article, you've got McChrystal saying that National Security Advisor Jim Jones, or his aide, saying that he considers him to be a clown. That certainly doesn't help in these relationships. And then you've had tension between the commanding general and the vice president that goes back to this drama that I was mentioning from last year.
I think
Joe Biden wanted heads to roll after all this happened last fall.
Well, that leads us to, before we go, does he stay or go? Is he gone? Is he toast? McChrystal?
It's just too speculative.
Oh,
Obama,
it's not speculative.
Obama will make a very cold-eyed decision. If it's good for the mission, he'll get rid of him. If he thinks it's better for the mission to keep him, he'll stay.
Probability?
I'd say the odds to his going maybe 60-70%
chance. All right. Jonathan Alter. We got you on the record there. Jonathan Alter, author of The Promise, President Obama, Year One, and a columnist at Newsweek on the Stanley McChrystal meeting with President Obama later today.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.